Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Along with Ross Tucker, I'm Jim Galante, and it's time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Celebrating the return of the fans, Mark is having a special deal for the first game versus Ball State. Purchase one RV for the weekend, you get a second one for free. That's right, a two-for-one deal. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. Ross, today we continue our series of scouting reports on the class of 21. Are you all ready to go, sir?
Yes, I am. You know it. You know I love this series. I like breaking down the video. I like watching the kids and having a good sense of who they are before they get to Penn State. And I would say, even more so than the NFL, it really, you know, there are guys that aren't ranked as high that end up developing and really becoming players for Penn State. And there's, as we know, highly touted kids that end up struggling and never really playing. I mean, it really goes both ways. That's kind of part of the fun of it, I guess.
It really does go both ways, Ross. And today's, we've tried to group by position, and we do three per week. This week we're going to do, I know, a position near and dear to your heart. We're going to do the two offensive linemen, and we're going to do the one quarterback recruit. And I want to start at offensive line, and I want to start with Nate Bruce. He's a 6'4", 320-pound offensive lineman from Harrisburg. He arrived in the spring, got there early, was getting plenty of praise, and now he's left the team. Now, that's not going to stop us from doing the scouting report on him. But before we get there, Ross, I just want to get your reaction. You're a guy who played college football. You played in the NFL, and you used that career, I think, to leverage what you're doing now, staying with football. So what was your reaction when you heard that a young player was leaving football?
Well, I was surprised. Obviously, you don't hear it that often, and I was also pretty sad, you know, and not for Penn State, maybe a little bit for Penn State, but a lot of it for Nate Bruce, because, you know, you get that opportunity to go on a full football scholarship to Penn State, to be able to get your education paid for, to be able to get developed, to maybe have a chance to play professionally. And even now, Jim, with NIL, you have a chance to make some money while you're in college. And for him to have whatever his reasons are to leave the program, I just hope he's okay. You know, for a city kid from Harrisburg like Nate to get that opportunity, he can be a role model, just like Micah Parsons was, just like Andre White was, to a lot of the young people in the city of Harrisburg. And you want to be that role model. You want them to say, hey, okay, I can go to a college like Penn State. I can get my degree so I can get a good job. I can maybe get a chance in the NFL. None of us have any idea what's going on with Nate. You know, personally, you never know, Jim. Maybe it's a family issue. Maybe he just had a tough time being away from home. Maybe he had a tough time with the academic portion of it. Maybe the football part of it. You really don't know what's going on there. What I will say is I am very confident, not 100%, but very confident that Nate Bruce will end up playing football somewhere at some point. You know, I don't know what happened to Penn State. And maybe, by the way, it's back at Penn State, but I don't know what happened there. But it seems like these guys have a tendency to, you know, maybe it's a year away from the game. They get more mature. They see what life's like having a real job or whatever it is that Nate's going to do. And they say, you know what? Getting a college degree for free would be a heck of a lot better than this. And maybe he ends up FCS or somewhere else. But I'd be surprised if we didn't see Nate Bruce back playing college football.
I hope you're right, Ross. What I hope most of all is it's not a decision that he will regret, you know, the rest of his life. How about a quick scouting report on Nate Bruce? What is it that Penn State will be missing out out on? What did you see from his high school tape?
Yeah, so this week is a little bit of a bummer from an evaluation standpoint, Jim, because we got two Maryland kids who didn't play at all their senior year, in Landon Tangwall and Christian Vaiu. So we're going off completely junior video for those guys. Nate Bruce at Harrisburg High was only able to have a four-game senior season. But we at least had four games, a four-game sample size. He is big and thick and powerfully built. Unlike a lot of these guys, I actually met him once, Jim. I was at a local basketball game around here, and I met Nate. He certainly looks the part. He's sort of your classic offensive guard road grader. I think he might have weighed 350 when he got to Penn State, and maybe that was part of the issue. Maybe he was a little bit out of shape and a little bit too heavy, but he's your classic offensive guard road grader. That's really what they want, right? They want the longer, leaner, more athletic guys at tackle. At guard, they want people that can create movement. They want people that can keep the integrity of the pocket and pass protection, not get pushed back, and then the run game, really be able to blow people off the ball, and that's what he did. I mean, he played too high in high school, which a lot of guys do, right? Because, quite frankly, you can. You can dominate with his size and strength even if you are playing high. You don't need to bend and get as low. But he moved people off the ball easily. I mean, I watched his tape. Man, he was playing against a school from where I'm from, Berks Catholic, and those poor kids, I thought he killed a couple of Berks Catholic kids. I mean, he was dominating them. He's a good finisher in everything he does. He's a solid puller. I would say he's a good, not great athlete. He's not a dynamic athlete, but he was good enough that he could pull. And what I was impressed by, he showed some advanced hand techniques in pass pro, like the trap technique, which is when someone is pushing their arms against you, their hands, and you kind of karate chop them down, and they go right to the ground because they got all their weight coming forward. So I know Penn State was really high on him. I thought he had a good opportunity there. I gave him a 7.6.
Not a bad grade for him. Let's go to the other offensive lineman who you mentioned, Landon Tangwall. As you said, no senior season, so you're basing this report on his junior year. But he's a highly thought of offensive lineman.
Right. He has probably as good of a physique in terms of how he's built as any high school lineman I think I've ever seen. I mean, Jim, he is slapped together. He looks like he's much older. I mean, if he played for Penn State this year, you would think he's a senior. And in fact, he could be a rookie at an NFL training camp, you know, this July, this August, and I don't think you would really notice any different. I don't think he would stand out. You'd be like, okay, that kid looks like he looks the part. That's like his arms and shoulders. He is physically put together. He does work pretty hard to finish, which is something I liked. I also liked the patience, and he had a decent kick slide and pass protection, right? So he was patient and had pretty good form with his kick slide when he was pass protecting. Those are the positives. The negatives are he plays really high, and he's high in everything he does. And frankly, he's a little bit stiff in everything he does. You know, he can pull, he can pass pro, but he's not a fluid, natural athlete. He's got some rigidity and some stiffness in his hips. And so, like, if you were my younger brother, I would highly recommend him doing a lot of agility work, a lot of flexibility work, because he's got the strength, he's got the power. He's a solid but not a great athlete. I think he's either maybe a right tackle, like in the Will Fries mold, but probably more likely a guard. I think more likely he ends up at guard at Penn State. I'm just not sure he's going to have the agility to be able to block some of the elite edge rushers in the Big Ten. I gave him a 7.6 as well.
Real quick on Tangwall, and I remember when he first committed, you had a similar scouting report on him. Do you think a lot of the higher ratings that some of the folks in the industry are giving him are based on that physical maturity that you talked about? He passed the looks test.
Yes, because he looked like that since 9th or 10th grade, right? So if you're that physically impressive in 9th or 10th grade, and he probably was dominant, I guess the question is how much better has he gotten? How much has he developed? And I don't know. I mean, his senior year could have been much better. I didn't get a chance to watch it. He didn't play.
All right, gotcha. Let's quickly get to our quarterback, Christian Vaiu.
Junior season only, again, has a nice frame, stands tall in the pocket, really like his touch and delivery. I mean, he's a smooth operator, Jim. You know, his touch on nine routes, a nine route is a go route, fade route, whatever you want to call it. It's when the receiver is just running as fast they can down the field. Well, whether it was a slot fade or it was a receiver on the outside, Vaiu really had a nice feel for feathering the ball in there and a nice catchable ball, good ball placement, you know, excellent ball placement. However, Jim, I'm watching a highlight video, right? He didn't show any of the throws that were way off, right? So, like, I can say excellent ball placement, but I'm just watching the throws that he connected on. He is not dynamic. So I don't think he'll be what they call a plus one in the run game, meaning the defense really has to account for his running ability. But he is a decent athlete. Like, if they ran the zone read with him, he would only pull the ball once or twice a game, right? And he probably only gets you 5 to 7 yards. He's not Clifford or McSorley or even Will Levis. He does throw well on the move, though, which is something that really jumped out to me. I gave him an 8.2. I like him as a prospect.
Is he a Big Ten starting quarterback?
Yeah, I think he is. But I think it's sort of in the Sean Clifford mold, which is to say he can start for Penn State, but he's probably not the guy that gets you to the college football playoff.
Very good. That will be it for our scouting reports this week, Ross. Stick around. Next segment, we get a chance to ask Ross. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.